Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as the celebration continues for the San Antonio Spurs. And that's right, it is time for some NBA talk. We're going to recap this year's finals as the Spurs finish off a dominant run to their fifth NBA championship and wrap up the series in five games. It's always a pleasure to welcome back to our show one of the very best bloggers in the business. He's also an author, a must-read for all NBA fans. It is titled Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. My man, Motez Bashara. Good evening, Motez. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be on the show, Alyssa.
Well, one thing I enjoy about guests that are versatile, you can talk about a number of different things, and that's where our conversation is actually going to start off. I know you're a big soccer fan. Let's talk some World Cup. And the United States certainly made a very big splash after that thrilling 2-1 win over nemesis Ghana and John Brooks' 86th-minute goal. It was absolutely awesome. It was very, very cool. And I'm not a big soccer follower, but it was definitely compelling to watch.
I think everyone rallies around Team USA during the World Cup. I think that even people who are not really soccer fans or just casual fans all of a sudden are glued to their TVs or hit the closest sports bar, and it's exhilarating. I mean, every time the USA plays, even for a neutral, I think that they're very, very exciting. In the past couple of World Cups, every single game they've played in has been pretty tight and has been a lot of fun to watch, and this World Cup doesn't seem to be any different.
Well, I thought it was very interesting because we discussed this last week on our show, Motez. I mean, the soccer manager, U.S. soccer manager, his comments that he openly admitted that he thought the United States, that they would lose. How surprising was that?
That was extremely controversial from a U.S. Media perspective, because coaches just never say that. Whereas in Europe, I think often teams compete with each other in the same league, but with vastly different resources at their disposal, and most of them have no thought or intention whatsoever of winning the league. So for him, it's like saying, look, we're kind of a team with small resources. We can't compete against the biggest clubs in the world or the biggest countries in the world that have all the best players, like Brazil, like Portugal or Spain or France with a group of all-stars. We're kind of a little budding younger guys. But also, I'm sure this was kind of a psychological boost to his guys to say, look, the pressure is on. I'm saying you guys aren't good enough. Why don't you prove me otherwise?
Of course, on Sunday, the United States will face Portugal, and we're going to preview that here in just a moment. But after the game against Ghana, how big of a concern, Motez, is that there were several key players that got hurt, and hopefully they have had a chance to heal?
Yes, it's a little bit of a concern. The main guy is Jozy Altidore,
yes,
who actually plays here in England for Sunderland. And I'll be frank, I don't think this is actually a massive loss for the U.S. He scored 2 goals in 42 games for Sunderland. Granted, they're not a great team and probably didn't support him that much, but, frankly, he wasn't really hitting the side of a barn here. So they have a guy taking his place named Aaron Johansson, he's really Icelandic. He just happened to be born in the U.S. in Alabama, where his parents were working. And this guy actually scored 20 goals in the Dutch League last year, in the top level of the Dutch League. So I think he's more than capable of stepping in for Altidore. So that shouldn't be too much of a concern.
Okay, so as we turn our attention to the game on Sunday, what do you think is the biggest concerns or the point of emphasis that the Americans will have going into that game?
Well, clearly the big name is Cristiano Ronaldo for Portugal. He's one of the top two or three best players in the world year after year. He's a superstar. He has been dogged by a knee injury, according to reports, and some even saying that doctors have warned him that this could affect his career. I think he will almost certainly play. How effective he will be will be another story. Portugal has some of their own injuries.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
One of their other strikers, Almeida, is out of the game. A defender, Contrero, is out too. And one of their main defenders, Pepe, got a red card in the last game. He's a huge player. He plays for Real Madrid, and he's not going to be playing in the next game. So Portugal are going to be licking their wounds. They got beat very badly against Germany, and I think they're going to want to come back, but they look like a team in disarray, and I think this is an excellent chance for Team USA to jump on their momentum and keep the Jurgen Klinsmann tight-knit machine running. He's an excellent coach. This team looks completely different from the ones in the last couple of World Cups. You can see his German efficiency and their tight-knit passing and their, you know, their tight line in the defense, not letting balls get through. And I think his strong personality is coming through with this Team USA.
Well, he certainly has my attention. He's got my curiosity going to see how everything's going to play out on Sunday. And the U.S. hopeful to be the first American team to win consecutive World Cup games since that 2-0 start way back in the 1930s. Why do you think that America has not been at the forefront in terms of with soccer?
I think there's a pretty simple answer to this. All the best athletes in the U.S. congregate towards playing basketball or American football, or now even baseball has dropped down the list.
Sure.
And you know, soccer just gets kind of like the leftovers, really. I'm sorry to say, but a lot of these players, a great example is Clint Dempsey, the captain. You know, he grew up in a trailer park in Texas playing with Mexican kids on the street, just like in dirt fields. And, you know, that's where he really toughened up and learned to love the game. If you notice, he suffered a broken nose.
He got broken nose, yeah.
In the first half of the last game.
Yes.
You know, they stuck some cloth in his nose, got him breathing again, and he came right, bounced right back in the second half. Showed some really, really great spirit. So I think, you know, this could spur on other players, other young budding players to take on soccer instead of maybe, you know, the glitz of the NBA or the NFL.
Okay, and that's where we're going to take our conversation right now with Motez Bashara. He's always on our show, a regular guest, talking about the NBA. And how would you characterize this season and how the narrative played out for the San Antonio Spurs? I know you're a savvy guy. I mean, did you anticipate that they truly would win it all?
No, I really didn't think so. They definitely proved me wrong, and in fact, it came down to Game 7 against Dallas in the first round, and that looked pretty shaky for San Antonio. And they got bounced in the first round in the last few playoffs, so this was not looking great for them. And all of a sudden, it looks like they just woke up and everything changed. And I will say something, Alyssa. If the NBA is a copycat league, we are really in for a treat, because the Spurs all of a sudden took on the personality of a great college team, like, you know, a well-coached team like Princeton or Penn, combined with the Harlem Globetrotters. It was really fun to watch. Sometimes those passing sequences would go, you know, 4, 5, 6 passes in a row without ever touching the floor. The handoffs, you know, Patty Mills shooting the threes. It was just beautiful, beautiful basketball to watch. And as a guy who loves the team game and who really dislikes isolation plays and, you know, ball hogs, you know, pass guys who stop the ball, I can't stand that. I just love watching the Spurs, and I hope that other teams try and copy this.
Listen, our time was way too short, Motez. Always a pleasure to have you on at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.